All right, welcome back to the Midday Show here on 98.1 KZE, and it is my great pleasure to welcome the festival director for Film Columbia, a film festival which is currently taking place at the Crandall Theater in Chatham, New York. Calliope Nicholas is my guest. She has been the festival director, I think, since 2001. Welcome to the Midday Show, Calliope.
It's a pleasure speaking with you.
I know that you guys are in the thrust of the festival already. It started last weekend, and so I won't keep you very long, but just I know that you've been the festival director since 2001, right?
Yeah, I've been with the film festival since its inception in 99. When we opened up to a weekend, and now it's a 10-day full-blown film festival. So it's been fun to watch it grow over the years and, you know, try to work out, you know, all the things and see how the tech has changed and audiences have changed and just being able to explore this whole world of film festival and bringing in great films.
Running a 10-day festival is no small task, and I happen to know that you've got a top-of-the-line team there with you. Not only that include you, but you also have the great Larry Kardish and Peter Biskin on your core team.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, Peter and Larry are both amazing programmers. They have a lot of contacts within Hollywood. Peter, of course, has written all these definitive books on the film industry and Lawrence.
Right. Breaking Balls, yeah.
Yeah. And Lawrence Kardish was the former film and video curator at MoMA. So he, even though he's retired from that, he still travels to a lot of film festivals and really has been kind of the driving force, especially the last few years, of bringing in all these films, especially international films, that sort of thing. And he's got a good eye. So it's fun. And, you know, it's interesting for us because we are in this little rural area of Chatham, but we've got thousands of people that come through and they have a chance to see these films that they may not see or they'll see on little television sets. And a lot of these films will go on to be Academy nominees, winners, you know, there are that country's submission to the Oscars for Best International Film. So it's really kind of a pleasure, and it's great to see the audience reaction to all of them.
I know Larry Kardish and Peter Biskin, that they have been, you know, in the film world forever, and it's in their blood. But where did this come from for you? How long have you been a film geek?
I always was, yes. Just, you know, love of film and studying film and that sort of thing. So, yeah. And, you know, I get to pre-screen along with those guys a lot of the films, but there's several I don't. So I really try to see them when they're here. Sometimes because of everything that's going on, it's, you know, getting bits and pieces of different films, but I get the gist of them. So
do you get to see anything during the festival? Because you've got to be so busy.
Yeah. So they're all saying, oh my gosh, that was the best film. And I'm going, in fact, that happened to me Saturday because it was so busy. And I really wanted to see Flow, which is this submersive animated film with no dialogue. And people walking out saying it was so amazingly beautiful and magical. So I'm going to have to catch that. But that was one that I would love to have seen on the big screen. I saw a little bit of it, but I had to run out.
Film Columbia continues right through this weekend, through the 27th. And you mentioned earlier that people, by the way, can go to the website filmcolumbia.com or Crandall Theater with an R-E at the end, .org. For details and tickets and that kind of thing. Calliope, you mentioned that before we got on the air that the Crandall Theater is about to go through a very ambitious renovation right after the festival. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, we've been planning this for years, and COVID kind of put a stop to that, but we're closing the theater for renovation, $4 million renovation as of the middle of November. And it'll be all done and set by the time Film Columbia 2025 comes. So we're new seats, new bathrooms. We're opening up the front part of the theater so that there's a better flow for traffic for concession stand and ticket sales, still while keeping the historical aspect of it. So it's going to be a huge job. I think people will be happy. We're busy selling seats for people to put their name, little name things
Ooh,
on.
how much for that, I dare ask?
It's a bargain. 500 each. Yeah, 475 seats. Yeah.
I don't know, maybe somebody listening might be interested in having their name on a plaque on a seat at the Crandall Theater. Contact the theater if that is something that appeals to you.
Yeah, just show your support. And we're selling seats during the film festival. People have been kind of excited by us. So, but I think
Yeah.
everyone's be happy about how the theater will look, new sound. Yeah, we're really excited. And again, this is a job that we'd hoped to have done before pandemic, but now we're there.
One last time, Film Columbia will continue right through this weekend. Rick and myself will be at the theater for a live remote right from the festival this Friday, October the 25th, from 1 to 3, with Calliope, Peter Biskin, Larry Kardish, and hopefully others from the festival. Calliope, thank you so much for squeezing in a few minutes to come on the Midday Show today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. See you at the movies.
You're listening to the Midday Show here on 98.1 KZE.